You are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at the Kodesh Family Church Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you hear this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter, day by day. Yes, it does.
I have a short message for you today, and the message is on the last determinant, okay? Heavenly Father, we thank you once again. Holy Spirit, speak to us. Let your blessing be with us in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, the last determinant that I want to share with you is the determinant called skill. Skill. Okay? Skill. Now, Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse number, 11. The Bible talks about the fact, I returned and I saw under the sun, right, that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happened to them all. Ladies and gentlemen, what I want you to know is that life is determined by many things. And then we talked about speed. Many people, because we're slow, something didn't work well. You see that Jacob and Esau. Esau was slow at cooking the venison. He lost the blessing. He lost the blessing. And many of us, we have lost our jobs because of lateness. We were tardy. And therefore, they gave us warning after warning, and we lost the job. Speed can take you where you would have lost otherwise. So speed, we talked about strength. We talked about wisdom last time. Talked about how to improve your wisdom. We didn't finish, but I don't think that we can go through all that, get the message, and you will be blessed. You know, what I want you to know about wisdom, which I didn't say, is that if you look in the first point that we made, wisdom is also acquired through learning books. You see, it's unfortunate, but somebody said that if you want to hide something, and they use black man, which is insulting, but unfortunately, sometimes it's true. So if you want to hide something from a black man, hide it in a book. I find it insulting. But if it's going to be insulting to you, then prove them wrong.
Amen.
Yeah, reading will give you wisdom. God once told the people in Deuteronomy chapter 4 that, what nation is this whose God has kept so much wisdom and laws, said that the nations called them, you are really blessed, you know, because you are wise. And your God has given you laws and things to guide you. And you can call upon the Lord. And he was talking about books, talking about the Bible. People who read the Bible get guidance about life. I never had wisdom about how to raise a child until I read the Bible. I've never raised children before, but the Bible has guided me. I've never raised a church before, but the Bible has guided me. I've never married before, but thank God that the Bible has done, hallelujah, has done something great, you know, and taught me how to become a husband, how to become a father, how to become whatever it is. It takes a lot of wisdom. How to even behave at work, all that. So read. It's very important, okay? Now, let me talk about the skill for the few minutes that we have, okay? The fifth determinant called skill. And I want to read from the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 1, from verse 17 to 20. Bible says, as for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Okay? All visions and dreams. And then it goes on to say in the next verse, now at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them, the four Hebrew boys, before Nebuchadnezzar. And look at something that happened, verse 19 and 20. Bible says that, and the king communed with them or related with them, and among them all that were found was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, And therefore they stood before the king. And listen, verse 20 says, anything in all the matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. Now, they become 10 times better. Your life will become 10 times better than you are now.
Amen.
Your relationship become 10 times better. Now, let's go to the very beginning, Daniel chapter 1, verse 17, the secret of their becoming 10 times better. It was because God gave them knowledge and skill in learning. Skill in learning. Bible says, the race not for the swift, and neither skill favor to the man of skill. What is skill? Skill, when you have skill, you have aptitude or ability to carry out something in a very skillful, in a very, 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 you are able, you have ability.
Wow. You're an expert.
You have ability. What did you say?
You're an expert.
You are an expert in something.
Mm-hmm.
You are learned in something. You know, you have a special quality about something. You see, let me tell you, skill, many people have knowledge but no skill. Bible says God gave them knowledge and skill. Let me explain to you. I've seen many people who have gone to school, have acquired knowledge, have a degree, but they have no skill. They have no career. They have no job. I see that many people are walking around these days with no skill. Skill is not just gift. A gift can introduce skill. Even the people like, the golfer.
Tiger Woods.
The way they train.
Tiger Woods.
LeBron James in basketball. The way they train to improve the skill. Their expertise.
Yeah.
About the thing. Look at how much LeBron James is earning. That sets him way above all the basketball players. It is skill.
That's true.
When you've gone to school, some of you have finished school. Some of you are going to school. You have no idea. A career is not in your mind. You are just rolling along. I finished high school. Therefore, I have to go to college. So I go to college. What am I supposed to do? You don't even have an idea what you want to do. You will not do well without a skill.
Amen.
Believe me. Nobody under the sound of my voice should ever go to school for a degree. It's useless. Never go to school for a degree. Go for a career. Go for a skill.
Skill.
Yeah. What's the use? Let me tell you something. You can go to law school and do law. That will earn you nothing until you go to the school of law. Well, law as a theoretical thing, but unless you add a skill. When I finish training, even as a physician, I've gone to school with a career. They give you another 3 years to give you the skill of medicine.
That's right.
Or the theory or the classroom work of medicine gives you nothing.
Just knowledge.
Develop your skill.
Amen.
People pay for skill, not for knowledge. Knowledge can be gotten on Google, but how to apply the knowledge in an expert way is called skill. That's what brings favor. Favor
that's what
if
money
your
is.
Ability, yes. Favor is your ability to be selected, to be chosen. To be chosen. Favor, you are favored because of your skill. Yeah. I'm telling you honestly. They ask, when King Saul was attacked by evil spirits, they ask, is there anybody who has skill in playing music on the harp so that we can employ, so that when he plays with that skill, the demons will go away. That is how David became king. His skill brought him into the king's palace, and God used him. Why is it that you don't have any skill? Anybody that you don't have a skill, they pay you for any work. Anybody can do anything. Your skill is not there. Therefore, you have nothing to trade. Therefore, your income is low. Everybody who has been to school, who is under the sound of my voice, forget about your degree and look for a career. Look for a skill.
Amen.
Yes.
Get a skill.
It's true. Anybody. And if you have a skill already, upgrade the skill. It's our season of supernatural upgrades.
Amen.
Upgrade. Come on now. Upgrade. I went to school. I finished, medical school. You do biology only. Biology is not a career. Biology is knowledge. And after doing 4 years of first degree, then after that I said, no, go to medical school, do clinical medicine. That is skill. I'm acquiring career.
Amen. Hands on.
Nobody could go anywhere and do, I'm doing French. What foolishness? What is French? Is it a skill? Is it a skill? I can learn French from Rosetta Stone.
French toast.
Get a skill and stop this French foolishness.
It's French toast.
Get a skill and say you're going to study English as a degree, but not as a career. Who are you going to? We all understand English. What makes you better? I speak better English, although you have a degree in English. No, I'm serious. Many of us don't have a skill. When you apply for the job, you apply as what? As what? To go and count oranges in Walmart, which is not bad. That's for starters.
In French.
That you trade. It's called a trade. What are you trading? God gave the people talents that they trade. And he says, what have you gained by trading? You trade talents. You don't trade degrees.
That's right.
What is your talent? What are you an expert in? What have you developed yourself into? How come that, you see, when they just employ you for anywhere, oh, come and clean some dishes. It's true. Dishes are okay. But get a skill that you can trade. This is how much it costs to have me. This is how much it costs to pay people of this skill, of these nurses. These are people, even if you didn't go to school, no problem. Learn a trade. Go for apprenticeship and give yourself a skill. You want to be a mechanic, no problem. But get a skill. It's a determinant.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
So that when we call and we say, people should give offering, you don't get angry. You don't get angry. So that when somebody needs something, we can help them. Get a skill. Get a skill. God says God gave them knowledge and skill.
Yeah.
Not just knowledge. You go to school for knowledge, but you get a career with your skill.
Amen.
The question I'm asking you, whoever you are, oh, intellectual madam, intellectual mister, where is your skill? And believe me, if you don't take what I'm saying seriously, you go to school and you say education is useless. It's not useless at all. It is only useless when you go for education without skill. This is what God gave. God gave them knowledge and skill in learning. Skill.
It's a combo.
It's a combo. Knowledge should be followed by skill. Knowledge alone is useless.
That's right.
Knowledge is a Google thing. Everybody can Google it. Yeah.
Even now we have Siri.
Yes. We have even Siri. You don't even need to go Googling. Siri. Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you something. All of you, those of us who are, all of us will do well in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And you know, even though God gave them knowledge and skill in learning, Daniel chapter 1 from verse 5, Bible says they took 3 years. It takes a long time to acquire a skill. Otherwise, you remain in the same place. You watch it. Even at our workplaces, they give you opportunity to upgrade what you're doing. Bible says, and the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine that he drank. So nourishing them 3 years, they were in the king's palace learning the trade of magicians and astrologers, being trained every day. And God gave them knowledge about this, and they were skilled. 3 years, at the end of the 3 years, that they may stand before the king. And you realize when they went to stand before the king, they were 10 times better. It took years. Ladies and gentlemen, anything that it doesn't, you are not patient, you want a quick fix, you don't want to go to school, you don't want to learn a trade, you want to, don't want to be an apprentice to develop your skill, you are not going to do well. What skill do you have?
Takes what time.
It takes time. Even if you want to be a driver, drive well, learn to drive well. It takes time.
Yes, takes time.
Yeah. You even marriage. Many of you who are spouses, you are not doing well in your marriage because there's no skill. There's skill about even marriage. Train. Marriage counseling, we do it for 6 months and more. And after that, we keep going. It takes time. Fathering, parenting.
Yes, takes
time. The skill takes time. Many of you ladies who are young and we're doing, look, you must develop in your skill. Even you go on to marry, you don't know how to cook. Foolish girl.
Mercy.
What skill are you using to marry? And you just think your curves are enough. You're joking. Everybody has curves. Even I have curves.
Forgive.
Yeah. Learn to cook. Learn right. to dress well. Learn how to talk to a man. Learn, young men, learn how to talk to a woman.
It's a skill.
It's a skill. Mm. Young people, learn how to talk to parents. It's a skill.
It's a
skill will win you favor. Bible says favor is for the skilled. Mm. You have to learn how to do it well. You will find favor. Listen, Jacob learned how to relate. Look, even Joseph, he learned how to relate with his father, but the other people, they didn't. So he found favor with his father. Father showed him clothes of many colors. Skill. Skill. Now, he knew so beautiful relating with the father that even when he was put in Potiphar's house, that skill came. He treated Potiphar as a father. So much so that when the Potiphar's wife was misbehaving, she said, no, we can't do this to daddy. This is not how to treat daddy. That skill carried him.
It took a long time.
When he went to prison, the skill of relating with people, people don't learn how to relate with people. It's a skill. You don't know how to relate with your boss, how to relate with colleagues.
It's a skill.
It's a skill. It's a skill. And Joseph prospered. He knew how to relate with butlers, with the king's butler, the king's baker, relate with the prison warden, relate with other people. He had favor with them. Favor for the men of skill.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have had to learn how to be a good husband. That I find favor with my wife. I've learned how to relate with my children as I've seen other people doing well, and it's brought me blessing, favor with my children. My children now want to share everything with me. It's a favor. Men of skill, whatever you are doing, develop skill about it.
Amen.
You stand out. Where people are standing with you, you'll be outstanding.
Amen.
You will outstand them.
That's right.
I'm telling you.
Outstanding skill.
Skill. Whatever it is that you are doing, even if you have a career now, develop yourself. Become the best in that thing that you are skilled.
Right.
You will find
Amen. Favor.
You will find favor. Amen. Develop skill. Be skillful at it. Don't just sit down. And all of us here, if anybody is here who doesn't have any skill, today, God is opening your eyes. Amen. God is shining your eyes to the thing that will make a difference.
Amen.
You will never be the same again. You will never be the same again. You will never be the same again. You know, because of this Daniel, the skill he had, Daniel chapter 6, from verse 1 to 3, Bible says that the king wanted to make choices. Watch this. Daniel 6, from verse 1 to 3. Watch what happened. I'm going to tell you how skill brings you favor. The Bible says, and the king, Daniel chapter 6 from verse 1, brother. Daniel chapter 6 from verse 1. Okay. Now, the king, it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes. 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. Okay, watch this. Daniel was a refugee who had been coming, even castrated, all kinds of things. Refugee who had come, captured, prisoner of war, all that. But look at what he did. Verse 2. Over the 120 princes to rule, he set 3 presidents, of whom Daniel was the first. Can you imagine?
Wow.
That the prince might give account to the king. All the 120 princes, they were supposed to come to these 3 presidents to account to them. And of all these 3 presidents, the king made Daniel number 1.
First among equals.
Wow. Yeah. A refugee.
And verse 3. Then this Daniel was preferred or favored above the presidents and all the princes, 123, because of an excellent spirit that was in him. And the king taught to set over the whole kingdom. This is what brings promotion. You have an excellent spirit added to skill. You are blessed. You are just blessed.
Wow.
You are just blessed. I'm telling you. Wow. All of you, look, whatever it is you are doing, don't just count it for a career. Count it for being a husband. Count it for whatever you're doing. Even as I'm preaching, I'm here in Ghana. I'm here. Bishop Dag is preaching. I'm there. I'm listening to messages to improve my skill in preaching. That's why you keep coming. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. I have learned to improve the skill of preaching. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, I am telling you, it's very important. Especially ladies, learn how to develop your skill of relating. You know, guys often, because they have to choose, women. It doesn't matter. But for ladies, you have to be chosen. And Bible says favor, it comes with skill. There's even a way to talk to guys. Lady Pastor and I, we want to meet all the young ladies and give you a few skills. Wow. All of us are going to get married in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
All right. So very important. The first thing that I want you to know about skill, skill determines who will be chosen. Skill determines who will be chosen.
Wow. Will be chosen.
Daniel was chosen because of skill. You will be chosen because of your skill.
Amen.
That's true.
Joseph was chosen because of his skill. Skill in relating with father, skill in relating with bosses, skill chosen. David was chosen because of his skill. Favor means to be chosen, to be the one who is favored. You found favor. Favor with them, they chose you. All right? So, ladies and gentlemen, this is a very important thing. Number two, skill determines whether you even build a house or build something or not. Skill. Skill. It takes skill to build anything. It takes skill to build a marriage. It takes skill to build a career. It even takes skill to build an academic life. Bible says God gave Daniel skill in learning. There's a skill in learning. Some of you just sit in bed and you read. Sometimes you have to sit down and write the things out. You have to get papers, flip pages, flip charts. Yeah. Sometimes you have to try and offload what you have learned on somebody just to see whether it's there. It's a skill. Okay. To build up anything, to build up a relationship, it takes skill. To build a house, it takes skill and wisdom. Amen. Number three, skill is determined by humility and determination to learn something new. Humility and determination to learn something new. As I'm saying that, some of the ladies don't know how to cook. Some of you will get angry with me. But the wise and the humble will say from today, I'm determined to learn something new.
Amen. Yeah.
It's true. It's true. I've seen people whose relationships have broken down because somebody started feeding them what they liked. I've seen people who have lost jobs because when they were supposed to learn a skill, upgrade their skill in a certain job place, they said, oh, it's too much. At this age, is it now that I'm going to go and then they lost it. Humility and determination to upgrade yourself. Humility and determination to upgrade yourself.
Saying something.
That is very, very important. You see that? I don't have the skill you have, but I can acquire it. I will pay the price and be humble enough to learn the skill from you, even. If you know how to cook, I will learn it from you. Listen, when I finished school, I didn't have a skill. I was in Ghana. I decided I wanted to specialize, improve my skill. There was no specialization program in Ghana. Do you know what I did? I paid the price, determination and humility. I told myself I don't know anything. I don't know this skill. I want to be a specialist. So I worked night and day, locum, to acquire money for a ticket, and even including my wife. And I came over. They paid me peanuts for the first about 3 to 6 years. Peanuts. I was given $1,500 a month. You think about it in the United States. when you have three children and a wife. But I said, it doesn't matter. If it means being a pauper for 3 years just to acquire the skill, I'll do determination. I'm telling you. And I continued like that. Difficulty in New York in cold until I finished. And after the first 3 years, I said, I'm going to do more. Some of you need to acquire more skill.
Amen.
It's a determinant, okay? I'm saying that because I know what I'm talking about. I know many times the finances don't add up, but it's because of your skill also perhaps doesn't add up. Some of us, God has blessed us with fine IQ. But even to have a determination to study, one of the students that I spoke to, when I said, can you do law? Can you do medicine? He said, oh, it takes too long. It takes too long? Really? You have no determination. One person says, school is not for me. Really? Because you are not humble enough to remain poor a little bit so that you can rise up. I was so poor for the first 3 to 6 years. Nothing. Look, we're squeezed up in a small place. It takes determination and humility. Humility to go to school. When you are going to school, they don't pay you. You have to ask people for money. Sometimes you have to take a loan, but it's worth it. Sometimes you have to ask somebody, how did you learn how to cook? All that is important. Listen to this, David. I'm telling you about David. 1 Kings chapter 5, verse 5 to 7. 1 Kings chapter 5. We're going to be finishing school. 1 Kings chapter 5, from verse 5 to 7. And behold, I purpose to build a house unto the name of the Lord my God, as the Lord spake unto David my father. Solomon was speaking, saying, thy son, whom I will set upon thy throne in thy room, he will build an house unto my name. Watch this. Then the next verse, verse 6. Now therefore command that they hew me cedar trees out of Lebanon, and my servants shall be with thy servants. Watch this. He is king. King Solomon, the wise King Solomon, the rich King Solomon. He's being humbled to learn, to send his servants to go and learn a trade. And he said, my servants shall be with your servants, because your servants know what to do. And unto thee I will give hire of thy servants. I will pay for your servants to train my servants. According to all that you shall appoint, anything you will ask, I will pay so that my servants will be trained. For you, thou knowest that there is not among us any that have the kind of skill to hew timber like you Sidonians. Now watch this. He found somebody who was skilled. And Bible says, and when it came to pass, when Hiram heard these words of Solomon, he rejoiced greatly and said, blessed be the Lord this day, which has given unto David a wise son over this great people. This Solomon, who was a superpower king and all that in Israel, David had a name, but he was humble enough and determined enough and was willing to pay the price to acquire skill for his servants. Ladies and gentlemen, parents, let's also do the same for our children. Let's help them to acquire skill. Let's push them to go to school. Let's push them to have a trade. And parents who can do the same, get a trade yourself. Get a skill. He was humble and determined and was willing to pay the price. That was a humble man. For a king to say, I'm coming for training. Wow. I love it.
Amen.
I love it. I'm coming for training. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's important. Unfortunately, I wish I had time, you know. But David is the one that I want to tell you finally about David. Okay. Skill, which one should I tell you in this 1 or 5 minutes that is left? Skill, whatever. Let me just give you the David story and I'll tell you in general. You know, the David, you all know that how they called David a little shepherd boy. Who had been worshiping God, learning the harp, and his skill was used to select him. When they looked, he came to the king's palace and he did very, very well. He became a king. Number one, he was a musician who was playing the harp as a shepherd boy to cast out demons. And then when he did that, Bible says King Saul liked him. And after that, he made him his armor bearer. That's promotion, eh? His skill had brought him into the palace. He was wise enough to learn another skill, an armor bearer. What I want to tell you, at your workplace, at every job place, there's another skill you can learn, passively or actively. He learned and became an armor bearer. He was bearing the armor for King Saul. Then an opportunity came to fight Goliath. He also took it up. He used a mixed skill, the skill of taking care of shepherds, throwing, sling, and also even the bravery of seeing King Solomon fight. He learned another trade. After armor bearing, he was ready to go to war. What are you ready to do? With determination, with your bravery, what is it that you've been so lazy, so laid back about, that now, if you can put your heart together properly and be humble and determined, that little skill can become a great skill. Whatever you are doing now, you can add something else. You can add to become an armor bearer. You can add something to become, to even kill a Goliath, who many people have not been able to do. Don't let people's fear affect you. People have said, it's not good to go to school, it's too much money, it's too much loan. Whatever excuses they've given, like when David came, people were saying, oh, this guy, you cannot kill him. Saul could not kill him. Your brothers could not kill him. He said, no, my God will allow me. It is God who gave knowledge and skill to Daniel. God will give you that ability, that determination to do it. Learn something passively now. Learn a skill. Even reading the Bible, all of us, we've been doing the Bible challenge for all this while. By now, you should have learned how to study the Bible by watching other people presenting their Bible study material, what they learned on the platforms. But not so with many of us. By now, you should have learned something. What I've said today, may you be a David. May you be a Daniel. May you be a Joseph. May you be a Basileo. The Bible says God gave him skill and craftsmanship. And he did well. What do you have to trade? What talent has God given to you? Trade it. Upgrade it. Train on it. Get education onto it. Some of you, the skill you have is even brains. Brains, IQ. That if only you will polish it by going somewhere to train in humility and determination and add something to it, you'll be so great. What's your natural talent? Think about it. What is it that you would like to do? Think about it. Talk to people about it. And finally, let me tell you something. You can upgrade whatever you have. You can be skillful. It will earn you favor. Bible says favor to the men of skill. You'll be chosen. You'll be selected. You will be the one. Huh, her education is hard. He is skillful in this. They will choose you. Where I work, when I do a procedure, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, and I'm there, 1, 2. Now they want me to do more. They add in this. Well, will I be able to work this way? I said, no. I don't have too much time. But it's favor to men of skill. God is introducing you to favor. God is making you be selected for that job. Be selected for that grace, that level of prosperity, that kind of salary that you've been waiting for. That six-figure salary is attainable. It doesn't start with finding the job. It starts with finding the skill. It starts with humility and determination. It starts with knowing that the determinant of skill is what will bring you favor. It starts with you knowing that perhaps you have not been chosen to be married because there's a skill you need to ask yourself. What is it that you're lacking? If you're a child, your parents don't seem to, even if you say they don't like you, what is it that you need to develop to win favor so that you'll be selected and be blessed? This is an important determinant, and I pray that God will give you grace to understand the blessedness of it.
Amen.
Close your eyes with me. Oh, I can't wait for next Sunday. God has a special message for you. Put your hand on your heart. God is speaking to somebody who has given many excuses. But today God says that you don't need to have excuse. God says he gives knowledge and skill. He introduces somebody to you who will introduce you to something. God is delving deep into your thinking. You've asked many questions this year. God is answering them. Telling you skill is important. Wisdom has come. Wisdom has come. Wisdom has come. Father, touch the hearts of your children. Let none under the sound of my voice lose favor because we lack skill. I pray that when we acquire the skill, you give us wisdom to be retained. What skill makes us be chosen for? Once we are chosen, give us wisdom to stick around and to sustain the blessing. Give your children skill in relating with one another. Skill for interviews. Skill to go to school. Skill to excel. Skill for careers. Skill to marry. Skill to sustain a job. Skill to do many things so that they will be chosen every time. Now, if you are here, you don't know Jesus as your personal savior. The God who gave knowledge and skill to Daniel is here. And he's saying that, let me set you up so that my spirit will give you that skill. He will give you a talent. If you want to give your life to Jesus, this is your opportunity. It just means speaking, and saying, please forgive me for my sins. Okay? Now, everybody, please repeat this after me, especially those who want to give your life to Jesus. Say, Almighty Father.
Almighty Father.
I know I'm a sinner.
I know I'm a sinner.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
For all my sins.
For all my sins.
Wash me. The blood of Jesus Christ.
From the blood of Jesus Christ.
Because I believe Jesus is the Christ.
I believe that Jesus is the Christ.
The Son of the Living God.
The Son of the Living God.
He died for me. And God raised him from the dead.
By this faith,
I am born again.
I am born again.
I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Hey, let me go there. It's a good life.
We believe that the Word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive this and every Sunday at 9:45 a.m. Be blessed.